This is HPR episode 2022 entitled, What's in My Bag, and is part of the series, What's in My Toolkit. It is hosted by First Time Post Bitbox, and is about 26 minutes long. The summary is, what I carry in my computer bag when I hit the road.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi there, this is Bitbox. This is my first attempt at an HPR episode, and we're going to do What's in My Bag, or I'm going to do, since I don't really need to use the royal we, I guess. I'll get to that in just a second here, just a quick introduction. Bitbox, that came from Bill in the Box. My name is Bill, I live in a box. As in, I'm an over-the-road truck driver, long haul. So I spend about 3 to 3.5 weeks out of every month, the year round, in the truck. So there's Bill in the Box there. I do this horrible thing to myself because every time I come home, there's more bills in my mailbox. Anyway, I'm about 50 years old there, and I've been doing this for a long time, trucking that is. Computers less so. I got into them about 10 years ago, but as Mr. Fallon would probably scream right about now, that's another episode. We'll leave that one alone for right now. So anyway, what's in my bag? First of all, the bag itself is a messenger-style bag. It's made by Swiss Gear. I'll include a link in the show notes. I wasn't able to find the exact version that I've got. Mine's about 7 years old, but I did find one that's a very close approximation of it by the same manufacturer. It's a really good bag. It's heavy duty. There's no wear and tear on this, and I've really put it through a beating, as in heavily overloaded, overstuffed, stressed on the zippers, the strap, the whole nine yards. It's a very durable bag. I'm very happy with it. I could wish it was a little bit roomier, but then if it was a little bit roomier, I'd pack more stuff in it, and it'd probably get even heavier. There's a front pouch, a front zipper pouch there that has multiple pockets in it there. This is where I keep probably 80% of my accessories there that I'll go into here in a minute. Inside the main compartment is a couple more pockets there. There, when you have two laptops in it, as I frequently did, I don't carry the older laptop anymore, but for a while I was carrying both laptops. You can't put much in these without crushing them. You can't put anything delicate in there, these inner pockets, without crushing them with two laptops in there. There's just not enough room. And on the back, on the outside, there's a slim pocket on the backside there, which has room for, I usually have a couple magazines in there or paperwork if I'm working on something. Okay, so I'll give you the information on my current laptop, the one that I use right now. It's a Toshiba Satellite P855S5312. Pretty standard. It's not really a high-end laptop. I've made a couple of modifications to it. It's a 15.5-inch screen. It came originally with a 6 gigs of RAM and two chips, which is kind of odd there. It was a 2 gigabyte and a 4 gigabyte, but they were a matched set. I upgraded that to 16 gigabytes, two 8-gigabyte chips. That's the maximum this computer will take. It's not a bad laptop. I've gotten pretty comfortable with it there. The keyboard's not the greatest there. It's got the chiclet keys, and they don't have much travel to them when you push down on them. I actually like the keyboard on the other laptop better, but you make do with what you got, you know. Anyway, it originally came with a 750 gigabyte spinning hard drive, like I said. Due to my job, I spend a lot of time in the truck, as I mentioned there, and it's got a really big diesel engine, which means a lot of vibration when it's running. So anyway, the engine runs a lot, so a spinning hard drive, you're putting your data at risk. So I decided I wanted to put in an SSD. I ended up getting two of them, Samsung SSDs. They're the 850 Evo in the 500 gigabyte size, 2.5-inch solid-state drives. I'm pretty happy with them. They've performed well. They're nice and fast. I haven't had any issues with them at all. I took out the CDRW drive on this laptop, and I purchased a little adapter that fits in that same slot as the optical drive was in. And you can mount your 2.5-inch drive in there. It screws in nice and tight, the SSD into the adapter, I mean. And then you slide it into the optical drive bay, where the optical drive was, I should say. And it plugs right in. So I have both of those SSDs in this laptop. Originally, I had one in each laptop there, but like I said, I stopped carrying the older laptop around and took the SSD out of that, put it in this one, and just made an extended drive out of it. So anyway, it currently runs Mint 17.3. There is, of course, the power cord, the power brick for this laptop. Just real quick, the other laptop, the original laptop that I had, was I got back in 2009. It's a HP Pavilion DV5. It was a good little laptop. I don't like the plastic case on it there, but it was a good little laptop. Power cord for it, of course. It's got a little 300 gigabyte drive. It only has 8 gigs of RAM maxed out. I use a... Okay, that's it for that laptop for now. I use a Logitech wireless mouse. I'm not sure of the model number here. I've gone through several of them over the years. It's got a little USB kernel that you plug into the side of the laptop there. They just plug and play with these, with the Linux distributions that I use. Haven't had an issue yet. The next thing I want to talk about would be the two. I carry two terabyte drives. There's two different kinds here. The first one is by Western Digital. It's called My Passport Ultra, and that's a 2 terabyte passport drive. There, it's maybe the size of a wallet, half the size of a paperback book. There, I'd say 3.5 inches. Maybe slightly more than that, by about 5 inches, and say 5/8 of an inch thick. And it hooks up with the USB 3.0. It's pretty quick. Nice little pocket-sized drive there, 2 terabytes. I've got another one that's the same size that I like better, but I can't get anymore. It's a Toshiba Canvio. It's, again, 2 terabyte drive. One of them is my, call it on-site backup. It's got my files. It's got files on it that I don't carry on my laptop that are things that I want to have around just in case. It's also got my actual laptop's files backed up on it. The other one, the Toshiba, is basically my my movie library. I use Handbrake a lot, So, as I said earlier, my Toshiba laptop, I took the CD-DVD RW out of it. So, you walk into a truck stop and buy a DVD movie, you can't watch it. I do have a an external DVD read-write, but I don't carry it around with me. It's a little bit too delicate to take with me on the road, and I just don't feel the need with the book drive full of movies anyway. So, plus there's always, you know, Netflix and whatnot. Moving on. Again, like I said, I get sidetracked. Okay, continuing on, and for the audiophiles among you, I apologize for the quality of this recording. Anyway, here's a piece of, it's just a scrap of microfiber cloth that I keep in a little Ziploc baggie, you know, for cleaning, and I can't stand a screen with fingerprints on it there. The outside of the laptop, especially the Toshiba, I mean, it's, you can clean that with regular cleaning cloths, you know, a Clorox wipe or wet paper towel or whatever, and that's not a problem there, but I like to have a nice soft piece of cloth for the screen. Also, as I said, it's a cleaning cloth in a Ziploc baggie. I got this tip from one of Klaatu's podcasts, I think it was. I think it was part of his urban camping series there. He mentioned in his backpack, somebody had given him a bunch of markers one time that came in a bunch of little Ziploc bags, and he said he used them for storing all his various power cords and USB cords and what have you, and that struck me as a really good idea, because I've had the tangled bird's nest of wire a few times, and it's annoying, very annoying, especially when you get two power cords, I don't know how many USB cords, various connector wires, USB extensions, you know, I mean, it charger cords for your phone and stuff, and I need reading glasses these days, especially in dim light or so forth, and on Amazon, you can pick up very cheap reading glasses. You can buy them in bulk. They come in like packs of five. All you need to know is roughly what strength you need them in. I use 1.25 or 1.5s. And I keep, these things are practically disposable. I can pick up five sets for $8 or $10. As often as I scratch the lenses or lose them or sit on them, I usually keep two or three pair in the glasses. There's two pair right now. Next, I have a cheap set of earbuds for listening to music when I'm in the truck stop restaurants. You can't play your music loud, so if I want to drown out the people around me and mind my business there, I plug those in. Sometimes I use them for the phone, sometimes for the laptop. Okay. In one of the inner pouches there, one of the things that I can carry that it doesn't hurt to be mushed up against the laptops is a Wacom Intuos tablet. This is the CTH 480. It's I think it's 7 inches by 8.5 or something like that. Anyway, it's the one that's got you can turn the switch and it'll allow you to use, you know, it'll receive finger touch input. Okay. And you can turn that switch off, and it'll only take input from the pen. I'm not an artist or anything, but I like to fool around sometimes. It's nice to have. And it's the successor to the bamboo tablet there. I'm sure some of you are familiar with that. I have a couple of USB 3.0 cords there. These are replacements. The ones that came with the And my little passport drives weren't the greatest, and they weren't very long. So I ordered a couple of spares off of Amazon. These are, what's the manufacturer? Cable Masters. And they've been pretty good. They're nice, thick, heavy-duty cables. And I haven't had a bit of problem with them. They sometimes the connectors are a little fiddly on some of those cords, especially if you get them cheap ones. These have been really good. I'm quite happy with them. Okay, so there's a couple of those. Pardon me for the noise shuffling things around here. I have a TP-Link high-gain antenna there. Just plugs into the side of the laptop and a USB port. This one's the TL-WN722N, as in Tango Lima Whiskey November 722 November. It's a high-gain Wi-Fi antenna. I have another Wi-Fi antenna that I got because it has a better set of antennas to go with the antenna. Anyway, this one is Alpha AWUS 036H antenna, and it's got really good pickup. I can sit at the back of a truck stop parking lot and pull in Wi-Fi signals from all over the place. I can pull in the signals from, I'd say probably between a quarter and a half mile with the antenna, the one antenna on it there. I'll put notes, details in the show notes, a link to the antenna. Both of them. Okay. I have here a little pocket dictation recorder. It's not what I'm using. I'm using my phone to record this. Anyway, this is an Olympus VN-8100PC. It's just a little cheap digital recorder. I think I got it for $20 or $25 at Walmart. And I use this for taking notes when I'm driving down the road so that I don't have to. If you've ever tried to write on a notebook sitting in your lap as you're dodging traffic going on a highway, you can imagine how much handier this comes in when you spend 11 hours of driving on the highway every day, day in and day out. So I keep that. I've had that for a few years. It doesn't do anything fantastic, but it does the job. Not a real high-quality recording, but I don't know, maybe I'll put a little sound clip in one of these times from that or do my next HBR episode on that one so you can compare the sound. Okay, next, I forget what you call these things there. It's like a USB port expander there. You plug it into the USB port on the side of your laptop there, and it's got four more USB ports on it. It's just a little cheap thing made by Targus. I don't know if I can see a part number on this or not. Model ACH740SUS. Boy, even if my eyes aren't getting worse, the print's getting smaller on these things. Anyway, it's proved surprisingly durable. It looks pretty cheap, but it's proved surprisingly durable. I got a little adapter for my power cord for the Toshiba. It's from Power Plus, as in PWR-PLUS, www.powerplus.com. Yeah, anyway, it's just a little 90-degree adapter there. When I'm in the truck, their space is kind of limited, and I'm always worried I'm going to bust off that the tip of my power cord where it pokes out of the laptop there as I'm brushing by it, going from the bunk in the back to the driver's compartment in the front. It kind of pokes out into the what passes for an aisle in my truck, and not being the skinny youth that I used to be, I'm always afraid I'm going to bust it off with a hip as I go by. So I got this little 90-degree adapter. I'm not real happy with it. It's a little slim, and it doesn't fit too tightly in the socket. I don't like that. I'd like it to be a little bit snugger. But it does take the turn the plug there to 90 degrees so it runs parallel to the side of the laptop. Okay, I've got a this is an odd little thingy here. I took half a dozen cheap little just metal key rings, just the ring parts there, and hooked them together in a chain there, and from them I hung my USB flash drives. I've got six that are 16 gigabyte, and those carry distributions on them, bootable drives, or live images, whatever you want to call them. Sorry about all the ums. They're by Silicon Power, and they're a zinc alloy. They're very durable. They have they're just maybe an inch long with a loop on the top that you could maybe stick the tip of your little finger through. And they're no bigger around than the USB port on the side of your computer there. But they're very durable. Now, if you're carrying sensitive data that you might have to get rid of in a hurry as you're passing through airport security, and you might want to smash it under a boot heel, these are not the drives for you. I carry these all the time. They get smacked around, and they haven't taken so much of a scratch as a scratch. I marked them just to be able to tell them apart one from the other. I numbered some of them that I just put data on, just, 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. The other ones I marked, like M for Mint, F for Fedora, D for Debian, U for Ubuntu, K for Kali, NST for Network Security Tools. So I can tell them at a glance what's what. There's a couple of them here that are slightly different shape. They're 64 gigabyte. Those are nice. Anyway, I have here's a little cheap SanDisk, 15 or 16 gigabyte, I think it is, USB stick. Cruiser Glide, 16 gigabyte. This is a card reader, just for it takes micro SD, standard SD memory card, and I can't even read that other one there, but I got it so that I could, slap the mini SD cards in there. It's a USB 2.0. I've had another adapter here. I don't remember why I got it, but it's a female USB to male mini USB or micro USB to connect my phone, to be able to connect my phone into a USB cord there. I can't remember for the life of me why I got that. Okay. I have USB to micro USB charging cord and data cord for my Samsung Android phone here, the one I'm talking into. I have a 10-foot USB male to female extension cord here. This is the USB to mini USB cord that goes to the alpha antenna. Okay, I have it's an SDR radio antenna. It's made by a company called Nuelec. It's R as in Romeo, 820, T as in Tango, SDR and DVB-T. It's a It's got a little power or a little cord there and a small whip, maybe 6 inches tall there, that plugs into the side of it there. And then you just plug that into the side of your laptop, and you can, if you've got some SDR software, you can listen to, pick up radio stations with it. All across the spectrum, there's some quite interesting stuff you find on there, but that's probably another episode, right, Ken? Okay, and last but not least, I think, almost last, is I picked up this iFixit 54-bit driver set. It's a nice compact screwdriver set. It's got a flexible tip, and just about every bit you can imagine, seems like to me, in here. I usually mostly about 6 to 10 bits. The rest of them there I've never used. They just sit in a case, but I have them should I need them. Okay, and the last two items, these change periodically. Obviously, there's a copy of the February issue for this year of Linux Voice magazine. And this is February also for Make magazine. I don't know. I get Linux Voice pretty regular. I tried this Make. It looks interesting there. I haven't really had a time to sit down and monkey with it. But it looks like an interesting magazine. And that's pretty much it. Various other odds and ends occasionally get stuck into the nooks and crannies in my bag. But as you can imagine, when all this stuff is in there, it's full. There's actually a little bit of movement in there nowadays because I've taken out the HP laptop and I only carry the Toshiba around, but it's still pretty full. So, again, this is BitBox. I will put contact information in with the show notes. Feel free to drop me an email or reply to HPR comments. And assuming this episode makes it up to the website and you hear it, if I can do it, anybody can do it. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.